Darcy, how are you?
I'm great, Jason. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, no problem. I want a few things to discuss. I guess, first of all, you know, at the junior level, sometimes there's a lot of turnover. Some years, not so much, depending on the amount of veterans. And sometimes, for whatever reason I've found, it seems that some year you might have a lot of turnover all on one side of the ball, and then the other side of the ball is pretty good. How has your turnover been this year? Are you more experienced on one side of the ball than the other?
Well, experience is kind of relative in terms of our league, but with our team, we've got quite a few guys coming back on the defensive side. Unfortunately, they're still young comparatively, going into their second or third years. But you know what? We're pretty happy. We think that we've got a good group of kids who are committed to our program, who, you know, are looking to, hopefully play their 5 years. So, we're really excited about what we're building. These kids got lots of playing time as first and second year players. So, we're still kind of young for our league, but in terms of us, we feel we've got a veteran group who understands what you have to do to be successful in this league.
Well, it's not much time until you get started for real, Darcy. Tell us a little bit about the strengths of this ball club as it stands now, and maybe some areas where there's still work to do.
Yeah, well, Robin, I think the biggest strength is last year we had a really young secondary, and we ended up playing, I think at one point we had five starters who had a total of four games of PFC experience, and we have all of those kids back, and we've added Brady Kerr, who was a quarterback out of Spruce Grove a couple of years ago, and he's come to our club, and we added Isaiah Brown to the group, who was the North MVP during Senior Bowl, and both of those kids have just come in and pushed the guys who are returning, and have added a little bit of vinegar to our secondary. And I think that's something that's important. Obviously, you know, Canadian football has turned into a passing league, and you have to be able to cover man to man, and you have to be able to be aggressive and compete every play. And we think that our secondary, we have a all Canadian and Rookie of the Year Tony Savchuk returning at safety, and we have a cornerback in Jaden Dahlke, who led the conference in defensive points last year, returning. So we feel really comfortable that being able to have that group back there is going to allow our front seven to maybe play a little more games than we have in the past, and try and disguise some things, because we know we'll send some more pressure, because we know we'll be able to cover one on one.
Darcy, you mentioned the experience with the secondary. As a coach, you've seen this for years. I don't think you can overstate the importance of that experience. When you're a first-year player, and it doesn't matter what age, and it really doesn't matter what level, you're just trying to fit in, you're trying to get a job and keep a job, and you don't know quite where you stand. After even a year, sometimes quicker, you can say, I can play here. I can compete at this level. That means a lot moving forward, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. Like what we're talking about is just almost being able to forget that bad play. And that only comes with experience and understanding that you got to forget whatever just happened and get ready for the next one. And especially in the secondary, where sometimes you're left out on an island and everyone in the stadium sees, you getting beat, even though it might have been a mistake in the coverage or something, but you're the one who's kind of in the picture, and being able to forget that and jump back in on the next play and again make a good play. It's ultimately just about competing play in and play out. And I think, like I said, I think we've got these guys. I think our practices have been really competitive with our receiver group, which is probably our most veteran group on offense. I think we've seen those battles, and we had a chance to play a preseason game this past weekend in Lloydminster against Regina, who is always one of the stronger teams. And again, I think our secondary stood out as one of our strongest units, and it was nice to see moving forward.
Darcy, I wanted to ask you about that. Usually that's not the case. Edmonton and Calgary have usually just played each other in preseason. Why did you feel it necessary to go to Lloydminster? What was the biggest benefit for your organization?
Well, it's kind of scheduling. This year, the PFC and BCFC have gone into an interlocking schedule. So half of our teams are going to go to the BC League and play a regular season game. So we weren't one of those teams that were going. So what ended up happening was they just scheduled us another game versus the Huskies, because obviously that's a big draw, and it's kind of another. We'll have a three-game series now, so it's something that we can promote. Calgary and Regina ended up; they're going to play three times. So really, we didn't play Regina until the very last game of the year. So we got a hold of their coach Scott McCauley and just said, "Listen, you know, it's a good opportunity. We don't play each other for until week nine. So if we can get together and somewhere in the middle and play an exhibition game, it's going to really benefit both clubs." And I'm going to tell you, Lloyd Minister did an unbelievable job of putting it on. It was, you know, a good crowd for an exhibition game. And we were fortunate to be able to raise some money for Lloyd Minister Minor Football. So I think all in all, it's something that we'd love to be able to do again. We played those Calgary and the Huskies in exhibition games year in and year out. And I think sometimes, especially when you're playing the Huskies, it's hard just to evaluate and not worry about trying to win or, you know, because there's the recruiting thing you're thinking about. You want to make sure those. But that going to Lloyd Minister kind of alleviated all that. And we were able just to, you know, run our system, get stuff on film, and really evaluate our guys. So it was really beneficial.
Darcy Park, head coach of the Edmonton Wildcats, joins. What are your thoughts on the new interlocking schedule, one game? And it's kind of unique because it's not all teams in the league. I think it's only four of the six, correct? And so now you have a nine-game regular season instead of eight. But what was the rationale and the thinking from the CJFL to want to have BC play Alberta?
Well, I think it benefits both leagues. We're a national league. Ontario's coming back in now. They went away for a couple of years because they decided to go with older than 22 players, and next year they'll be back in. So we'll be a national league, and it's just something. It's a way to promote the CJFL as a whole across Canada, and again, leagues and teams that maybe, you know, don't get to play each other at all will now get that opportunity. So that's another way to promote a game where, you know, we don't have a team from Victoria or Nanaimo coming to Edmonton ever. So maybe in the years to come, you know, we'll get that opportunity. And again, that's just going to help promote the entire league. And I think, you know, the PFC for the last 16 years has been pretty dominant in the national championship. So I think that for the BCFC, it gives them a chance to kind of see some of the other teams and see what they have, you know, what the level of competition is. And you know, just again, help improve the overall play of not only the top teams in both conferences, but, you know, all the teams in the conferences.
Darcy, the schedule's interesting to me. When I look at it, you obviously want to hit the ground running here starting on the 13th against Calgary. Four of the first five games at home, including two with the Huskies, you can put yourself in pretty good shape with a quick start in those first five.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't think any of us in our organization after, you know, the struggles we've had in the past are looking much past Calgary. I think we are. It's lucky that we, you know, the idea is you get to dress 65 players at home, mm-hmm. and play against 40 as the opposition. But, you know, we're just really looking forward to being able to go against Calgary. Obviously, they've been in the PFC final the last 3 years, and Coach Blocker's done a great job of continually bringing in athletes. So it's going to be a great challenge. I think, you know, one of the benefits, again, is that exhibition game. They didn't get a chance to play a live exhibition game. And you've been to enough exhibition games to recognize that even the simple stuff like getting your punt team on and punt return team on and the substitutions, not having the ability to do that, it kind of puts you behind a little bit. But I think, you know, that's one of the things that is going to be an advantage. But athletically, there's probably no team in the country that is athletic and as Calgary. I think their D-line is going to be probably the best in the country again. So it's going to be a really good challenge for us. But like you said, I'm really happy that we get that first game at home. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, get a lot of our alumni out and make it a great environment and start the season off right.
Well, that will be this Saturday night, 7 o'clock at Clark Stadium for all the Wildcats alumni. Bring some friends, get down there, cheer them on as they take on the Colts. Now, both you and the Edmonton Huskies aren't playing BC. So does that guarantee that next year both of you will play a BC team?
Yeah, I think in the original schedule, we were supposed to be one of the teams that went out there, and one of the BC teams was supposed to come to the Huskies. But again, logistically, and I think finances came into play a little bit, that didn't happen. So, you know, we were looking forward to having that experience for our players. But yeah, hopefully next year we'll be one of the teams that gets to go there or host a BCFC team here in Edmonton.
It's an interesting one. I guess it could help, you know, at the Canadian Bowl and everything like that, Darcy. But the BC League, it seems at times there's a little bit of discrepancy in talent. Like we see 60-0 blowouts on somewhat of a much more regular basis there. Is that a concern at all, that there's some loaded up teams you might be playing?
Well, looking at, you know, just their season has already started, obviously, and getting a chance to watch some of their games on the webcast and stuff like that. That league is, you know, that's a great football league, and they tend to bring in talent from all over Canada. I mean, they've got the CIS Rookie of the Year, Jamal Lyles, playing in their league. They've got tremendous talent. They've got tremendous coaches, tremendous recruiters. So I think ultimately, like we always say, you know, it's going to be good for the league, because you're either going to, you know, do the work and catch up and make your program better, or you're going to get left behind. And I think, you know, speaking for the Wildcats, you know, we've been so proud of the things we've done off the field in terms of providing opportunities for our players in the community. But it's really time to kind of translate that and have that same success on the field. And that's really what we're striving for. And, you know, and hopefully we'll get there. I think the support from the Eskimos and the 50-50 and Ed Hervey in terms of, you know, wanting us to be successful, wanting us to have success on the field, I think it's something that I know I myself as a coach appreciate, but I think our players do as well. So it's the whole thing. It's, you know, there's no joke, there's no secret that the BCFC team is coming to Edmonton and Northern Alberta hard. They want to recruit our best players out of there. I think we did a good job between us and the Huskies of keeping those players in Northern Alberta, but I think ultimately, you know, we have to be successful on the field to be able to keep them.
Well, Darcy, I hope you have a big house on Saturday for the opener. Go get after it, huh?
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'm just glad Wisniewski didn't sign with the Oilers. I probably would have been bumped.
Thanks, Darcy. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you later.